We are live here at the Sandpoint Auditorium for the first of two matchups as the Lady Eagles square off against the Rookies of King Cove. The score right now going out of the gates, 2-0. The Rookies are in the lead, but right now Sandpoint has the ball as Brittany Gardner moves across half court. She gets a little bump by number 11. I believe that is Sadie Newton. Let me just grab the name really quick here. That's Madeline Newman, a freshman. I thought she was a fresh face I hadn't seen yet. We are testing out new equipment today here, so please bear with us as we work together. Brittany Gardner cross the court to Lindsay. Takes a shot for three, just off the back of the iron. Brittany there for the rebound, puts it up again, off the glass hard, goes over the top of the rim, and here she comes back on defense, but the King Cove moving fast. A little too quickly, number 14 with a... And that name is going to be... The number is going to be incorrect. Number 14 traveled there. And I'm very sorry they don't have her name. That number is outdated. All right. Brittany with the ball. No look pass to Lila. She into the paint where Paige passed it back outside. Three-point shot from the top of the key. Wraps all around. Does not quite go down. And that will be a turnover, though. The call was against Sandpoint. So the score remains 2-0. Paul Barker and Tabitha Johansson are on the floor right now as our referees. And here we go. We've got Elena moving up. She finds Duarte on the wing. Passes it back to the top of the key where Elena drives into the paint. Passes it outside. Number 14 puts up the shot off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound. Goes to 11. Madeline Newman puts it up. Doesn't go down. Gets her own board and back outside we go. Duarte. Oh, count it for three. Long distance call. 5-0 now as King Cove lengthens their lead. King Cove looking outstanding this year as they're hoping to make a bid for the state. They looked very good against Unalaska last weekend. Sandpoint looking very good, though, as well, moving the ball. But, oh, the pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles, and that was a very close shot. All right, ball now in the hands of King Cove. Elena walks it past the half-court line. She gets a big screen there from Jalea. Gets past Brittany. Ball all the way into the lane. Left-handed layup, and that is good. Wow, what a... show of athleticism from Elena Mack. 7-0. I believe these are all Elena's points so far. She had 40 or 50 against Unalaska last weekend. Brittany for three. Takes a look. Doesn't like it. Pulls up. Bethany Brandle puts in a nice defensive sandwich. Brittany can't get past. The ball gets turned over and into the hands. Oh, another travel. Oh, timeout called this time. And I think that's going to be Coach Gary for King Cove. Calling his ladies over and having a quick chat, but man, fast energy coming out of the gate here as Sandpoint and King Cove, two teams who know each other very well, but I see lots of freshmen going down the list. Tonight we have Sherilyn Brandle, a sophomore, coming in. She's playing for King Cove tonight. I'm just going to go down the list. We have Sherilyn Brandle, number 11, a freshman, Madeline Newman. We have 14. I don't know exactly who 14 is, but it looks like someone that I haven't seen before. Anyways, Sadie Newman coming in as a junior. Elena Mack, a junior. She's number 20 and a captain. Leilani Brandle, number 10. And then Jalea Duarte, number 35 and a junior. Bethany Brandle, a senior, wearing number 40. And Monica Yachmanev, number senior. On the floor right now, we have Brittany Gardner, Lila Gunderson, Lindsay Holmberg, Alexia Holmberg, and Paige Lundgren for Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Duarte into the paint. Oh, just gets the bucket. Nice little floater from about 3 feet out. 9-0 now with 5:20 to go. Brittany moves the ball up. Nice jog pass half court to the right side where Lila shoots off a three. Oh, just off the back of the iron. Rebound goes into the hands of King Cove, and here they come moving quick. Madeline to Bethany. Bethany from the free throw line up and in off the glass. 11-0. Sandpoint still not on the board. But looking good out there. Good move of the ball. They're working as a team, passing well. The Rookies are in a man-to-man zone. Shot fired by Lila, no good. Rebound goes to Duarte. Elena Mack with the ball. Floater from the outside, no good. Rebound goes to Paige. She's the tallest one on the floor, I believe, right now. Ball stripped out of the hands of Brittany by Elena, but she recovers. Puts it up onto the baseline, up and over. Alexia gets it, no good. Foul. As Alexia was going up with a putback, number 14 puts a little contact, and that's going to send her, I believe, to the line for a chance for two. Lexia Holmberg is a sophomore this year, playing her first time as a starter. There we go. First shot. Oh, rattles around. Sandpoint still without a score. On the floor, we have number 11. That's Madeline Newman. We have number... Jalea is going to sit down, and number 25 will come in. That's Leilani Brandle, a freshman. Number 14 is on the floor as well. That might be Sadie Newman. And then, there we go. Sandpoint on the floor, on the board with one as Alexia gets her second shot. Bethany Brandle also on the floor, number 40, rounding out the top five. All right, the ball now in the hands of Elena. She dribbles around all sorts of defenders, puts a 360 layup into the air. It just rolls over the top, and I mean, sometimes you see players make that kind of move and it just looks out of control, but Elena knew exactly what she was doing. Eagle ball as Elena gets, a foul. Yeah, that's the third team foul for King Cove now. So the ball now in the hands of Brittany as she walks up with Lila. They're talking as they go across half court. Brittany past the half court line. Calls a play into action. Finds Lila. Lila way outside. Pass it to Lindsay. Lindsay in motion as Brittany subs over. She's wide open for three. Takes the shot just off the front of the rim. Off of Paige's hands and into the hands of Elena. Nice. The T-Jacks are wearing their gold and black, and she takes a shot for three. No good. Rebound fought for as they chase down the sidelines into the hands of Brittany and stripped away. Elena has the ball now. Oh, man. Count it for three from outside. I believe that was number 11, Madeline Newman. Here we go now. Lindsay for three. It's got a low arc off the back iron. No good. Elena pulls down the rebound, goes quickly up to the Eagles territory, drives it coast to coast, and up and in. You just can't stop that. 16-1 now, 3:14 on the clock, and Elena is just an unstoppable force on the floor tonight. Really impressive. Brittany's going to take a shot for three from the top of the key. No good. Alexia fighting for the board. It goes into the hands of number 25, Leilani Brandle. And here we go, moving across. We got a whistle. Out of bounds. Last touch by Lindsay. Good defensive play there. Alexia Holmberg is going to sit down, and Faith Carlson will check in. And as I look at my stats here, Faith Carlson is a junior. All right, ball now in the hands of the T-Jack, or the rookie, sorry. Oh, long distance two by Bethany Brandle puts it away. Score now, 18-1, 2:45 left on the clock. Thank you for tuning in. After this game, we're going to go live to a game. This was delayed by 30 minutes due to flights. We're going to go straight over to King Cove. Amy will give you the boys' game. Brittany puts up a three-pointer. No good. There we go. Leilani Brandle with the rebound. She goes across the half-court line looking for who to pass to. She bounces it over to number 14. Around the horn now, number 50 with the ball. That's Monica Yachmanev. Shot no good. Monica falls back as Brittany's on a runaway. Oh, she had a good look, but, man, great job by Madeline Brandle getting in front of her and forcing her to pull back and wait for her team. Lindsay for three, and it's good! Lindsay Holmberg sinks one. 18-4 now with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. The rookies are up. Playing point now, we have 25, Leilani Brandle. Brandle passes over to Monica. All the way over now to 14, takes a shot for three. It's going to go far over the rim, picked up by Faith Carlson. Here we go. Brittany turns, gets a pass and turns and burns. Nice outlet pass by Faith. Brittany takes it to the baseline, puts up a shot, fouled by Monica Yachmanev. And there we go. What a great fast-paced game. Both teams really showing lots of hustle. Score now 18-4, and we're going to have Brittany Gardner at the line for her first series of three throws. We have the road trip coming up very shortly. Games are being scheduled in terms of coverage. Oh, Brittany gets her first free throw. We will have games broadcasted from the road trip. It looks like we're going to have quite a few of them. So we'll give you as much coverage as humanly possible for those games. So keep tuned as we give you guys a schedule as it develops. We got shot. Lane violation on number 4, Paige Lundgren, as she tried to get out there ahead of the ball. Ball will be in the hands of the T-Jacks. The shot was missed by Brittany anyways, but still. Brittany trails on Leilani. She passes to Bethany. Bethany, top of the key, 3 points. Oh, and it just rattles in. Man, jump stopped right onto the line at the top of the key, puts it up and in, 21-5 now. Comes Brittany Gardner. Cross half court to Lindsay for three. Right, nice on the line, off the back of the iron. Faith fights for the board, and man, got a hands off to Sam Point. Hats off to Sam Point. Great rebound game. Monica ends up with the ball, though. Oh, but Lindsay comes up behind her and just snatches it right out of her hands. Brittany Gardner with the ball. She's got tight defense by Monica. Gets past two defenders. Up and in. Good for two. And Sam Point coming back. 21-7 now. The rookie's still in the lead. Leilani Brando with the ball, being tightly guarded by Brittany. Get past number 14. Takes a shot from the baseline about 10 feet out. Over the rim. Picked up by Madeline. Madeline up to Bethany at the outside perimeter. Over to Leilani Brandle. And Coach Gary right now playing a lot of good developing players here. Bethany fires it off. Off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Madeline. Madeline sends it over to Monica. And Monica will take it outside the three-point line. And they'll restart. 24. Oh. Three in the key called right there against the rookies, and that will be a turnover in favor of Sandpoint. 23 seconds to go here. The score, 21-7. Brittany Gardner has the ball. She takes it up. Sees an open shot at the three-point line. Takes it off the back iron. Rebound goes to the rookies. Madeline Newman with the ball. She runs quickly. Lila tries to take a swat at it. No go. Pass over to Bethany. Bethany takes a layup on the left-hand side. No good. Out of bounds. And that will be last touched by the rookies. 3.5 seconds, not much time. They're going to roll the ball in. Lila will follow it up to the half court line, picks it up, and they got to start the clock. And, oh, there we go. No good shot for that three-point line. The clock starts, and a little late on the beginning there, but that is okay. 21-7 will be the score as we come out of the first quarter, and, man, got to give it to both these teams. High-intensity basketball being played. The T-Jacks being led by Elena in that first stretch of the quarter just could not be stopped, doing an outstanding job controlling the pace of the game and just controlling the scoreboard. 21-7 is the score. We want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to the Barefoot Inn, the Newman family. Also, Goulds & Sons in King Cove, thank you so much for all your support. To the Schumann Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, also the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, to the Aleutians East Borough, the Alaska Commercial Companies in King Cove and Sandpoint, all just fantastic sponsors. We also say thank you to Alan Letty's Rental Services, and also to Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Thank you so much for being sponsors of KSDP. They really make these basketball games a reality, and we can't say enough to thank them. All right, we're coming out of here into the second quarter, and the ball will be in the hands of, as we bring it over, and I apologize, I'm looking for position. Oh, not quite out of second quarter yet. But again, after this game, we'll go straight over to King Cove, and the one and only Amy Mack will give everybody coverage of the boys as they go up against the T-Jacks, Sandpoint versus the T-Jacks. Can't wait to hear that game. Always outstanding basketball here in the Aleutians East Borough. And so, coming out of the huddle, Sandpoint will begin with the ball. Lila Gunnarsson's going to pass it into Brittany Gardner. Brittany calls her team out. Coming into a 2-3 zone, Sandpoint wearing their home white. Lindsay and the rookies are leaving the perimeter wide open for Sandpoint. They're playing all their game on the outside perimeter, doing a good job with the rebounds and shooting lots of threes. Brittany sinks it, 21-10, and I have a feeling that Coach Gary is probably going to have his players come outside a little bit further to try to put some pressure on the outside perimeter. A 3-2 zone forces a steal. Lindsay with the ball. She just couldn't quite get a good handle on it, and Bethany Brandle snatches it right up. 21-10 is the score. Here we go. Over to Bethany Brandle. She's on the left-hand side. Pass it down low. Number 14. Oh, just can't quite get a grip on it. Over to Lila Gunnarsson. Outlet pass to Brittany. She's got defenders all over her. Leilani Brandle. Too much contact from Leilani. She was reaching for the ball. And just too much force against Brittany as she was moving up the left-hand side. Lila will throw it in. Brittany left wide open on that corner again. Oh, man. That was great distance. Just a little bit off. Paige fights for the rebound and sends it outside to Lila. Here we go. Brittany again on that left-hand corner. Takes a shot. No good. She's got a left-hand shot, so that left-hand side must be good. 21-10 is the score. Leilani Brandel over to Bethany, working the ball down low. Monica Yetchmiff on the baseline, takes it back out top. She sees a three-point, takes the shot, no good. Rebound goes back to Monica, ball bounced right back to her. Bethany now on the three-point line to Leilani, down to Monica. Traveling, yep, a little stutter step there. She just kind of like, you know, put it two steps to get her bearings, and that's just one too many. 21-10, 6:20 to go. If you're in Sandpoint, still have plenty of seats. It's a good crowd here tonight, but come on down. There are still some seats left. Shot up by Sandpoint, no good. Oh, the rebound went to Madeline, lost, but she regains control. A high dribble sends it back to Leilani, who is trailing behind her. No good. Ball is fought for. Great defense by the Eagles. King Copeland, all sorts of offensive pressure, but the Sandpoint sticking right with them. Brittany drives into the lane, loses possession, goes in the hands of Madeline Newman, and Madeline's going to have a carry called as she was trying to get control of the ball and just brings a little too much of a carry into it. Score still 21-10. We're pretty much at a standstill on the scoreboard here in the second quarter. Lila with the ball. She finds Brittany down into the paint. Oh, what a great drop set by Paige. What a powerful dribble, but good defense by King Co. prevents her from being able to power up. Madeline beats her defender, puts up a shot from about 12 feet out, drains it. Great shot by Madeline Newman. The score, 23-10. 5:30 on the clock here. King Co. with a little bit of fouls. Five fouls. Sandpoint was zero. Playing very physical on both these squads. 2-3 zone still. They're staying on the inside, trying to close off their chance for the Eagles to get down. Oh, man. Brittany drains it from the out of town. 13-23 is the score. Here we go. The rookies back on their territory, trying to answer back with a three of her own. Bethany Brandel puts one off of the back of the iron. And here we go. Back into action. Sandpoint has the ball. Lila takes the top of the key, doesn't take the shot. Lindsay for three. No good. Follows her shot, but Madeline Newman brings it down. Moving quickly. Lila in front of her. She sees Bethany on the other side, but the pass is just tipped just barely, but it's enough for Brittany to grab it. A long cross-court pass to Paige. She was trying to turn around just in time to get it, but she just couldn't quite get in position. And a full-court press going from Sandpoint. Good contact and pressure by the Eagles, but they get past it. Good job. 14 puts up a shot now. No good. Lindsay and Leilani both fighting hard for the ball. Last touch by Lindsay as it goes out of bounds. Good job breaking the press by the rookies. But good hustle here by Sandpoint as well. 4:33 on the clock. Rookie still up by 10. Shot fired by Madeline. No good off the iron, off the front of the rim. Picked up by Paige. And Brittany Gardner now has it. She sees three points on the right-hand side. Off the front iron. Good job following her shot. No good. Rebound goes over to Bethany. Takes it all the way, but Lila puts a lot of pressure contact on her as she goes for the layup. And that is going to send Bethany to the free throw line for a chance for two. And, man, this has been a great game tonight. High energy on both sides. Sandpoint doing a great job on defense. Playing pretty much everything offensively has been a three-point shot from Sandpoint. They have tried to take it down one time. Was not able to happen. But, man, they're dominating the boards. And a lane violation called against the T-Jacks. And that's going to be Sandpoint. We're going to have a correction here. So there's a lane violation, and they still had one more shot left. So we're going to have a quick pause as the referees conference. Kinko will have one shot left. And we thank you so much for tuning in. We've got 4 minutes on the clock here, and after this game, we'll go straight over to King Cove, so make sure you tune in. Here we go. The ladies set back up here for the free throw. Bethany will get one more chance from the line. Paige Lundgren's going to sit down, and in comes Faith Carlson. Sandpoint has dominated the boards. King Cove has done a great job just putting offensive pressure, continuously playing all over the court. We've had Jalea Duarte and Elena Mack with their T-shirts on. Looks like they're going to be sitting out this first half, the rest of the first half, giving their other players a chance to kind of develop. Ball in the hands of the Eagles. Brittany moves up. on the left-hand side, takes it inside the perimeter, takes up a shot from about 7 feet out, no good. Bethany Brandel gets a rebound and puts it up from 12 feet out. Brittany with the rebound, and 4 minutes to go here. The Eagles down by 10. Nice outlet pass to Alexia. She's down underneath the bucket. Good defense by Leilani. She puts a lot of contact on the ball, sends it out, and the rookies with the ball. Leilani shoots it from the free throw line, drains it. Good shot by Leilani. Brandel doing a great job leading the team. Brittany Gardner also doing a great job leading the Eagles. Score now 25-13. Lindsay for three. No good off the back of the iron. Here we go. Madeline Newman with the ball, taking it all the way coast to coast. Pulls up for a nice little jump stop. 5 feet out. Puts it up and in. 27-13 with 3:18 to go. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Sandpoint Eagles. Chance to kind of regroup here as Coach Gardner takes her girls in and just talks about what's happening on the floor. Now, Sandpoint has done a great job keeping their energy up. They're playing a very physical game as well as the rookies. But what I love about this is while it's high energy, lots of physical contact, and it's not out of control. You can see that, you know, there's not a lot of fouls, 5 fouls for the rookies, one for Sandpoint. So they're playing a great game of basketball, fun to watch. 27-13 is the score. King Cove kind of going on a little bit of a run here. Sandpoint calls the timeout, slow down the momentum. On the floor, we're going to have Faith Carlson, Brittany Gardner, Paige Lundgren, also Lila and Lindsay. This gives Sandpoint quite a height advantage. On the floor, we have number 14 for the rookies. Also, number 11, Madeline Newman, Bethany Brandel, Leilani Brandel, and Monica Yetchmaneff rounding out the five on the floor right now for King Cove. Lila with the ball. She's got to move it. Brittany's wide open on the baseline. Fires it. No good off the top of the rim. Faith chases down the rebound. Sandpoint regains possession. Lila now with the ball. She take a look for three. That one's hard off the back iron. Tipped up by Faith Carlson and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. We're under three to go here in the first half. Score again, 27-13. The rookie's up. A bounce across the paint to Madeline gets knocked off, of course, by Lindsay, but stays into the hands of King Cove. Outside the perimeter now, 14 passes to Monica on the baseline. Monica takes it up towards the top of the key, being tightly guarded. Sandpoint playing a 3-2 zone, doing a good job shifting and staying with their assignment. Lila gets the ball. The pass is going to be intercepted by Monica. It was a way cross-court pass to Brittany. Bethany Brown with the ball, takes a long shot just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound by Leilani. Pass out to number 14. She takes up a shot. And I'm pretty sure that's Sadie Newman. I will get confirmation that that's Sadie, but I just cannot think of who else it would be. And I apologize for not having the right numbers here in front of me. Ball now in the hands of Sandpoint. Oh, no, the rookie. Sandpoint was making a run, but they had a turnover. Brittany's going to come out and meet Leilani. Leilani with the ball, passes it over to Madeline. Madeline over to the right-hand side, Sadie Newman. Sadie all the way over to Leilani at the top of the key. Rookie's kind of just running down the clock, looking for a shot. Oh, pass goes off the hands of Monica into Faith. Faith gives an outlet pass to Brittany, but that's intercepted by Leilani. So rookie's with the ball. Ball now in the hands against the Sandpoint. Missed shot picked up by Faith Carlson. Brittany takes it all the way into the right-hand side. No good. Rebound goes to Madeline. Madeline takes the ball to Sadie, over to Leilani, and from the paint 10 feet out, shot no good. Brittany Gardner with the rebound, 90 seconds on the clock. Faith gets a great pass, puts it up right underneath the basket. Great pass by Brittany to Faith. No good. Rebound being fought for. Lila trying to get it, but she just cannot quite follow, and Madeline's going to walk the ball up for a layup. Sandpoint doing as best they can to keep the pressure on. And we're going to have a timeout called here. Raynell Gardner with the ball. And the ball now in the... We're getting the call. We're on timeout. We've got the principal, Hillary Seifert, coming up here. I'm getting the call to try to move the camera around. So please bear with me for a quick second. I'm going to try to follow a request to move the camera. I've got the remote control here. I have never done this before. We're going to see what we can do. Camera not moving. So let's see if I can. These are all video sources. So just give me a second here. Going to try to see if we can move it around. I'm moving the arrows. No joy here as I try to move the camera. So please, we're trying to do as much as we can to give everyone the chance they can to watch these games and to enjoy them. I'm going to try to raise down. I'm going to put down the radio for 1 second here. Give me, as I try to fix this camera up for everyone in King Co. All right, hopefully that gives everyone a little bit more action as we come into the game here. Shot fired by Sam Point, and it is good, putting them back on the board. The score 29-16 with 1 minute to go in the first half. Here we go, Bethany Brandel with the ball. She's going to move it over now. Number 11 with it. Oh, intercepted by Brittany Gardner. She runs down the court. She's going to take it all the way up, and on the left-hand side, no good. Rebound goes over to the rookies. Here we go, Leilani Brandel with the ball. Passes over to Monica. Monica up to Sadie. Sadie fires one off. Long distance two off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for. Faith doesn't touch it as it goes up over to Sadie Newt. Sadie Yatchmanev. Or sorry, not Sadie Yatchmanev. Monica Yatchmanev. Ball intercepted twice by Lindsay. She keeps it the second time. Passes over to Faith. Now to Lila. And with 20 seconds to go, Sandpoint will have one more chance at the ball here. Lila moves it up. Passing around to Brittany. Brittany with the ball. Taking her time. Faith on the post. Puts it up. No good. Rebound goes to the rookies. Here they come. Monica with the ball. Moving fast down the side. Deflected by Lindsay yet again. But Leilani recovers. 1 second on the clock. Bethany fires off just in time for a buzzer-beating three-pointer. The score, 32-16, as Sam Point does a great job staying with the rookies all the way. But, man, great job by the rookies in the first half. They started out very strong as Jalea Duarte and Elena Mack really helped them to get a big lead. And then Leilani Brandel taking over from there and the rookies controlling the pace and flow of the game. But Sam Point staying with them all the way, playing a three-point game. And the score going into the second half will be 32-16. And, Virgil, we are going to send it over your way.
All righty. Sounding good. Austin, thank you for the camera movement. I'm sure everybody watching online can appreciate that one. And how much time do you need? All righty. We'll be back after halftime. Here's the remainder of some Eddie Grant. And then some big thank yous to everybody helping out. Sandpoint Generating especially. Thank you all. Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, out in the street, out in the street. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Out in the street, out in the street, out in the playground, in the dark side of town. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Hey, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Sandpoint Generating would like to encourage parents to make their home into a library. Early vocabulary has been linked to later reading comprehension skills, especially in young children. It is important that you read to your young children. They'll thank you for it later. This message is sponsored by Sandpoint Generating, providing Sandpoint with the power to spark creativity and learning.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
Reading. It's a skill we all take for granted, and our friends at the Peter Pan Corporation would like to change that. Studies have shown strong oral language skills are the basis for literacy development in young children. So please, read to your children at a young age. You both will be better for it. This message is sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation to keep the Aleutians Eastboro educated and thriving.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Sun. Sticking with the 80s, Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Eddie Grant, the remainder thereof. Got Kane Loggins. Little song about a small town that doesn't want you to dance. Sorry, Kevin Bacon and Kenny Loggins. We're going to go back to some basketball.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're live here for second half action. And we are 1 minute underway. The score is still 18 now. A standpoint puts in the first two buckets of the game of the second half. I'm joined up here by Michael Stroud. Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Austin.
It's always a pleasure to have Mr. Stroud here, one of our esteemed interns from the good old days. All right, and as we go back into the action, ball now in the hands of Lila Gunderson as the rookies make their first attempt. Ball pass over to Alexia Holmberg. Holmberg puts a shot, pops the ball, Paige gets it, outside pass to Brody Garner, up and in. 52-20, standpoint coming out to a roaring start here. Little pressure for the rookies to beat it. Contact there. Oh, traveling follow that, saving move. Sydney Newton was trying to get past, but there's a lot of defense forcing her to travel. So this is second half basketball here as the rookies square off against the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Eagles had the ball. Ball's going to go out of bounds last time, or last twice Sandpoint. And if you're just joining us, the score is 32-20. Sandpoint trails by 12. It was 32-16 at the half. After this, we're going to go live to King Cove as Amy Mack will give us the coverage of the boys game, which will already be underway. Ball in hands now. Bethany Randall will take a shot. 3-point shot. Just shot. Ball is going to go into the hands at Sandpoint. And we're working here with the mic, trying to get this camera to work up here as well, but we're limited in our range of motion, so. I'll give you a score, 32-20, 5-50 go in the third quarter. Ball on the floor, and Alexia tries to hold on to it, but Sadie Newton's going to do a good job forcing the jump ball.
like two players are wrangled up trying to get the ball. Jump ball. Ball's going to stay right here as Sam Point keeps possession. No, we got the referee stopping here for a second. Now it's done. Ball are going to. Oh, ow. Foul called against, I'm going to guess, King Cove. And that'll be a throw in underneath their own basket for Brittany.
All right. Well, there is part of the testing procedure. We're going to come right back and try this once again. Thank you for being guinea pigs. We'll have the game on in just a moment. This is Virgil at KSDP headquarters. And are we there? Let's see. We're back.
And we'll foul called. And that's a foul against Sam Point. Bethany Brannell puts a little too much contact on the ball. And Brittany Gardner will throw it in underneath the Eagles' back. Nope, on the sideline. Very great contest, good energy. And Zalea and score another basket, 32-22. Sam Point closes a 6-point gap now, down by 10. Ball missed by Sadie, but picked up by the Bookies. All the way outside, long distance ball, in off the glass, and in and out. What a great shot. Almost goes down. That was Madeline Newman. Here we go, Sam Point with the ball. Lila, pass over to Brittany. She's wide open for three. Crazy. Nothing went wrong with that. 25-32. Sam Point roaring back. That is, what, 9 unanswered points right now by the Eagles. All right, ball in the hands of Monica. Monica over to Madeline. Madeline spots on the three, up and over the rim. Picked up by Lindsay. Lindsay over, pass over to Lila, who takes it up. Oh, passes a little too high. Goes off the fingertips of Alexia Lindberg. So the 4:32 in the game. 32-25, Sam Point. Making the game very interesting. Leilani takes the ball back to the half-court line, breaking the half-court pressure. Leilani Randall bounces over to Bethany. Bethany for three. Good line, but just a little bit to the left. No good. Rebound being fought for. Goes into the hands of Sadie. Sadie Newton passing it down the post over to number 11. That is Madeline Newman, but Madeline just can't quite keep a handle on it. Goes out bounds on the baseline. Sam Point Eagles with the ball. Brittany Gardner bringing it up. 4 minutes on the clock. Brittany fakes left. Pass to the right, Lindsay for three, over the top of the rim, picked up by Monica. Here we go, Monica in the action, up quickly with the ball. She bounces over to Bethany, back to Monica, and passing around the board, and Lonnie's going to end up with it inside the perimeter, takes a shot, right at the free throw line, no good, but man, the rookie is playing hard at that board to bring it down and get a second attempt. Solid defense by Brittany Gardner, puts the ball out of bounds, and the rookie will throw it in. 3:43 on the clock here. 32-25. Sam Point hanging in there. Well, tossed in to Madeline Newman. We're going to see Bethany's ball now. Pass around. Number 14 picks it up. Sam Newman, no good. Lila with the rebound. She'll move really quickly. Turn and burn. Finds Brittany breaking for the basket. Left inside. Good. My goodness, 32-27. Sam Point trailing only by five. Two basket games. Here's Monica. Brittany just scores up to block the ball as it's passing Brittany over to Madeline. But, man, great drop by the rookies holding on to possession. Oh, ball pass. Bounces up the ball by Madeline. And Brittany fighting for it, trying to get control. Ball is going to stay in the hands of King Cove. And I think as Brittany was trying to get control of the ball, she hits it with a foul. Yep, scratch that. Brittany had gotten control, and now that's a foul against King Cope. They're fouled back. King Cope got into a little foul trouble early on in the first half, but they were able to settle things down. No one was throwing too hard on fouls. Oh, Pat LePage just can't quite get her grip on it and touches the sideline. Out of bounds. Possession for the rookie. 32-27, the score here, as Sam Point just down by five. Under 3 to go here in the third quarter. It's awesome group of KSCP. I'm here with Michael Stroud. It's Sam Point Eagle basketball and rookie basketball here for the 2019 season. Rookies with the ball, taking some shots, can't quite get to go down off the right-hand side, picked up by the Eagles. Alexia gets this pass, turns into the paint, and man, we're going to get a jump ball call. And it's going to be an Eagle ball this time, it is a jump ball call. Ball gets thrown in by Brittany, play in action, Lila gets it, no pressure, she takes a shot, no good. Staying right here with the Eagles as it's touched off by one of the rookies. Here we go. Brittany throwing the ball in. Lila with the ball for three. Pass it down to Bank. Great job with that power. The power's down and just can't quite get the drop step in. Ball in hand. Lila again taking a shot. No good. Same rebound. She's going to move quickly down into rookie territory. Back to the grand hole. Gets the pass, and she's going to take her time calling the play into action and let some time run out here. She sees a good shot for three, takes it, good line, but off the back iron. A fight for the ball, and then Lonnie trying to get it, and no, but Eagles end up with it. Brittany's wide open for the chair, stick, pass! Oh! Trying to bring it from three, that layup just won't go down. Here's Lonnie Brandle with the ball. Find Bethany, Bethany Brandle, all the way across. Lindsay tried to steal it, no good, Madeline with it. Oh, look at such a big shot. She needs a pass out of Sandy, but he drops it. Picked up by Lila Gunnarsson. 90 seconds on the clock here. And same point with possession. Lindsay for three. Off the play again. Rebound going to Ray Lonnie. Lonnie takes it down. Looking for the outlet pass. Decides to just dog it up past the half-court line. Gonna be wide open. The traveling ball against the rookies. And man, Sam Point with another possession with 1:19 on the clock here in the third quarter. Score 32-27. Sam Point trailing by five. Breeze just going to drive up the middle of the paint. Rebound goes hard up back court. Front goes hard up back iron. Picked up by Madeline. Madeline doing a poor shot. And the first bucket of the third quarter for the rookies. 34 now to 27. Can't come this offensively struggling to connect with them. Good pass around, back to Lindsay on the outside perimeter by Sam Point in possession. Looking for a good shot. All it is for three, Brittany Gardner. Closing it to the floor, 34-30 now, and it's a long shot for three. Now in this pass of defense, the long is drawing over, she's going to take her time, just pass it off, back to the right hand side. Monica, back to Bethany, Bethany goes for the pass, back to the team, and running there, but he accidentally slender steps. Double dribble. 30 seconds on the clock in the third quarter, 34-30. Sam Point dominating the third quarter, really. How do you describe it? Oh, man. Box passed in by the Eagles will give the ball to the rookies deep in their own territory. Bethany Randle with possession, going to throw it in the throw basket. Long pass out to Madeline. Inside the line from the free throw line. High up the glass. Rebound by Tate. Milo Gunnarsson picking up the right hand and moving pass. He falls back into the three here. Pass to the big Bethany with a great jump on the ball. Man, Madeline, good pressure on Lindsay, forcing her to pull back. She puts a shot in the grid, but then rebound. Jump ball, Brittany rips him off. And forces a jump ball. Great job. At the same point, Eagles are able to stop the momentum, but the rookies are still going to have to get the 3-1 basket. Oh, a high pass in the swing. Brittany Gardner about to throw in, and she physically did not have time to take the ball and turn and shoot it. So, we need to take 4 or 5 seconds to even get a shot. Thank you so much for tuning in, and this game picked right up and scored 34-30. It was 32-16 at the half, but Sam Point comes in with what I believe was, let me do some quick math, 11 unanswered points before King Cove even scored a shot. So, what a great game. We got the Sam Point Eaglets on the floor here. Looks like they've got a cheer coming our way. But as they get out there and pump up the fans, we want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough for their support. Also to Golden Suns in King Cove
Lucian Services in Cold Bay, the Newton family in Barefoot Inn. Also, thank you to the Lucian, the Alaska Commissioners, companies in Sandpoint and King Cove. Also, to the Sugar Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Peninsula Airways, and Telalaska, all of just outstanding sponsors who make these broadcasts a reality. We cannot do it without them. Thank you so much for making this happen. If you're not a member, please call in tomorrow. Become a member of KSDP. Your sponsorship really makes these basketball games happen. And we are so happy to be here. We love doing this. Thank you for tuning in. The score is 34-30. The rookies are up. And there is an asterisk with this game, as Jalea Duarte and Elena Mack have had their jerseys on this whole match. It is a close game, but man, Gary Lamar letting his two top players sit down and really watch the pace of the game on this one, developing those younger players on the bench who don't get as much play time in other games. So it's been great for the Eagles. They've had a great game, keeping this really close. It's been really great for the rookies. I see Elena Mack is about to join us. On the floor, we're going to have Lonnie Brandle, Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, Bethany Brandle, and Madeline Newman rounding out the five for the rookies. Out from the Eagles, we've got Liz Lundgren, also Brittany Gardner, Lindsay Holmberg, Alexia Holmberg, and Lila Henderson coming up here. All right, we are underway here, 7:50 on the clock, and I'm being told that we're having a little trouble with the radio. And we're getting a little echoey, so I'm going to try to do some settings here and fix things up. I do apologize for this. Let me...
Can we get a roundup on this game from you, and then we'll go over to Amy Mack?
Yes. The score was 61-43. It was a very tight close there, but the Eagles put it away. I'm going to send you over to Amy because I have to take care of a few things up here.
All right, and that is the Sandpoint Eagles, 61. The King Cove Rookies, 43.
The other way around, Virgil.
Okay, the King Cove Rookies, 61. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 43.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's it. I'll talk to you later.
All